Efforts to accelerate the process of regional integration in West Africa have received a further boost. This follows a tripartite meeting between the Economic Community of West Africa States, ECOWAS, the West African Economic and Monetary Union, and the World Bank Group. After 2 days of consultations in Abidjan, the three institutions have agreed to strengthen their cooperation in order to boost the overall development of West Africa.
Most of the states in the sub-region have good economic prospects, natural resources, and a young population, according to the World Bank Country Director for Nigeria and Regional Programs Coordinator for West Africa, Marie-Françoise Nelly. There are major challenges, including low reliability of the transport system, electricity, combined with the existence of numerous barriers to the movement of goods, capital, and persons within the sub-region. She noted that development and transborder security issues in particular required leadership and political will of ECOWAS leaders. World Bank Africa Regional Vice President Makhtar Diop urged participants to speed up implementation of a sub-regional agenda to meet the development expectations of the citizens of the sub-region. President of the ECOWAS Commission, Kadre Desire Ouedraogo, reiterated that a great deal of efforts has been made to integrate the sub-region despite many constraints. He stressed the need for quick process through transformative and priority projects, notably security and stability, free flow of goods and people, improving infrastructure, reviving agriculture and development capabilities. West African Economic and Monetary Union representatives Christopher Dabre said his institution will be more involved in the resolution of political and security crises that threaten the future of the sub-region. Participants welcomed the progress made so far and agreed to intensify their efforts in six areas, namely energy, agriculture and trade, transport, security in the Sahel, business climate and centers of excellence. Among their recommendations are the implementation of reforms in air transport and the removal of constraints of cost and interconnectivity.
That was the news desk report.